to the RAP. If you's a real motherfucker, that's the place to be. You know you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. Right. And Louis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattle thing is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Cause the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
All right, all right. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. I am your host, Louis J. Gomez. As always, hanging out with the international superstar, Zach Amico. Zach?
It's a pleasure to be here.
Zach, how are you today, mate?
Bloody wonderful.
Really love being your friend, mate. Really love being your friend. Really like doing the podcast with you. Very nice to have you. It's a Monday.
We have a powerful friendship that extends past this business.
Oh, I love hearing you snort, Lewis. Hey, my favourite part.
Hey, if you know I'm really laughing, mate, you know I'm snorting.
You're laughing and snorting, right?
Snorting,
like
right.
A proper pig, you're snorting.
Yeah, I do, all right.
You're either laughing or we're doing a road gig.
Also in studio, we got one of my very best blokes. You guys might know him from NBC's Dogs in the City.
It was CBS then.
Well, you know what? NBC's...
Get it proper.
It's a better network.
You know him from BBC's Dogs in the City.
Justin Silver is here. Justin, how are you?
Justin is good. It's good to be here. Say my name properly.
I'm saying your name properly. Justin Silver.
How do you say it?
Justin Silver.
You sound like you got my cock in your mouthy.
Hey, you know what, mate?
You sound like Batman's butler.
Hey, man, I got
Justin Silver. Say mate, it with proper English.
Justin Silver.
Justin Silver.
Justin Silver.
Zach, say my name.
Master Wayne.
That was closer.
Also in studio, we got the very, very lovely, very tan Abby Rosenquist.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Abigail. A bronze goddess if I've ever seen one.
Abigail is so not tan.
No, she's very... I mean, look.
Abigail, do you tan properly?
I used to more, but...
Yeah.
It just takes longer for me.
Okay.
It looks like if we keep these lights up, you're going to get skin cancer during the show.
I know. It's embarrassing.
It'll go nice with your cervical cancer.
I used to be so self-conscious about it growing up in San Antonio because everybody was, you know, tan.
Time out. What the fuck happened to the audio, Shannon?
Something
happened. Am I not loud at all?
No, you're good. You're good. But I don't know.
Shannon's a bloody twit.
I feel like Zach Amico is the only one with proper volume.
Shannon, no, I mean,
yeah, I can't hear anybody.
The volume's
well.
Not the issue. It's just sort of sounding hollow in the middle of it. What happened, Shannon?
It does sound hollow.
Shannon.
I feel like that's the theme of all of us, hollow in the middle.
Oh, my God. You know what? Yeah, that's perfect.
It's an analogy for who we are as people. Shannon, what the fuck is going on with the show, mate?
There was an update over the weekend.
All right, and so what's going on with my audio?
I'm not really sure.
Does it sound right going out right now? It does not sound right going out. Do we need to pause this stream right now, or do we need to start again? Because I'm not going to have a not proper audio on the
Let's
real...
Let's pause and watch the royal wedding while we fix it.
Well,
Shannon, we're known for our professionalism.
The chat room isn't complaining, mate.
Hold on right now. Pull up the chat. I want to see what they're saying right now. Because I can't. If it's not going out right, I'm not going to do it. All right?
All right.
Ralph! Ralph!
Ralphie!
Ralphie!
Ralphie boy! Come hither!
We gotta hear it, mate. This is driving me out of my fucking mind.
Oh, look, it's Ralph. Hello.
The audio sounds a little bit weird in our
Shannon, we're known for our...
In our tellies. In our...
In our cans, you fucking idiot.
In our cans. So does tellies. This audio sound a little bit weird to you?
It's hollow.
It sounds very hollow.
Tinny. Weird.
Tinny.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Beatles' first album.
Sounds
if
like
I had to put my finger on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was spot on.
What are we going? Are we going to stop the stream and then start again? Shannon,
This is a nightmare.
I need you to take control of the ship, Shane.
For both us and the listeners, this is truly a nightmare. We'll never recover from.
We're going down like a Led Zeppelin.
Shannon, I need to know if this audio is fucked up, all right?
The chat is saying it's great.
The chat is saying the audio is great.
They can all hear us properly.
Well, if they can hear us properly, then it's like, whatever.
If it's just coming out of my telly, it's wrong. You, it's fine. Then I'm fine.
That's not your telly.
Shut
your
up, all right? They're my tellies.
The telly's up here, God. Mate. This is the telly up here.
I call these my ear tellies.
Oh, like your ears watching a movie, but only the sound is on.
Exactly, mate.
And therefore, the sound needs to be proper.
But that's the best type of movie. You know what I'm saying? When you close your eyes and then you say, hey, you know what? I can still follow this movie. It's amazing.
Like a dream movie.
Yeah, it's like a podcast of movies.
Like a dream movie.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like my favorite band.
Example.
All right, what would be a good movie to just play audio of?
Oh,
Goodfellas.
Actually, I don't know. That might be pretty good.
7 years or 12 years a slave. That one might be fun. That just sounds like an episode of Legion of Skanks. You know what I'm saying, mate?
That was a proper joke. It was funny.
I'm just joshing. If the audio is good, I'm fine then. All right, Shannon. If the scene is good, that's fine. If it's bad, you're going to be fired.
Because we're professionals, we can adjust.
Would you just say?
Nothing.
All right, let's get into the show today. First of all, Shannon, what are we up against? What's today's date? What do we got going on here? What is today's date anyway?
I don't know.
21st.
The 21st of May. What's the biggest thing that happened in history today?
In 1992, the real world... debuts on MTV.
The Real World debuts, just like the first bloody podcast.
Oh, with Eric.
Did you guys watch The Real World?
I did watch The Real World, mate.
Oh, there's Ralph again.
Ralph, is it bad?
Watch much of that.
No, it's not bad.
But I watched the Road Rules, where they competed.
Really?
Yeah, I love those competitions.
Across America.
Shows. Do you remember that?
I remember it, but that's because it's almost like The Real World. They're on the road and they do like physical challenges. Sure.
Yeah, I always wanted to do that.
You have that vibe. Sure. You look like you could go on Road Rules Challenge and go do very well, Abby.
Like, thank you. You'd so be much. A good, amazing racer.
Yeah. Have you ever wanted to get on a reality telly show?
Just like that when I was younger. Fear Factor or something.
Have you ever tried out for a reality telly show?
Never.
Abby's very fit. I feel like she would be good at a competition type of show.
Justin, don't sexually harass Abby.
It's not sexual. I'm talking about her performance. She's in here in a proper exercise attire.
Her body's streamlined for competition.
She's in a proper exercise attire, feeling like she's a fit
I think
mate.
That's just what she wears.
It's just hot out.
Is that what you wear in the summertime?
Sometimes.
It is a little bit distracting, Abby. Yeah.
Oh,
you know,
God, I'm so sorry.
Abigail, you're being a little bit distracting with you're
with my guns.
Both the men who own this company are wearing grey sweatpants to work.
You got your jobblies out and it's making everyone a little bit comfortable, you know what I'm saying?
Jobblies?
So sorry.
Your jobblies.
They're not that distracting.
Your jobblies? No, they're pretty distracting. Believe me, we deal with Shannon here every single week. She's got the biggest jobblies I've ever seen.
Oh, she got the biggest jobbly jubbly.
But her jobblies are store bought.
Oh.
She got them at the shop.
She got them at the shop.
On a sale.
And I love her. I love her her jubilees. They're my favorite with a U. Favorite. Make sure you really got to pronounce that U there. So, Shannon, let's get some plugs out of the way. I think we're going to be able to beat the first episode of Real World. And pull up some of that. Pull up the trailer for the first season of...
Anything so we don't have to talk. Preferably lots of videos today. We're just going to watch shit like The Bonfire. We're not working for shit today.
Is that what they do? I've never seen it.
It would be like this, but if we all did stupid voices the whole time. Like a bunch of fucking
Can we
hacks.
Get a bloody Zack Attack from Shannon? What are we doing if he's not Zack Attacking?
Where's the drops in this? Oh.
Zack Attack. Nobody's safe. Nobody's safe
with you. That's the sound of me musket.
Nobody's safe with the international superstar. Am I right, Shannon?
Right.
Let's get some of these bloody plugs out the way, and then we're going to get into today's show. Very happy to be here. Abby Rosenquist, what you got to plug?
Oh, Roastmasters tomorrow.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, finals.
Are you performing in the finals then?
I am. But also just like on my website, I just put up my shows.
What did you just say?
My website.
Okay.
I put on my shows.
You went very quick there. It sounded like you were doing some sort of American accent.
Imagine that, mate. Slow for you.
What's your website? Abby?
Oh, just abbyrosenquist.com.
PaleJobblies.com.
I know.
DownSyndromeAbby.com.
DownSyndromeAbby is pretty funny.
Thank you.
What was it?
Down Syndrome Abbey.
Oh, it's like Downtown Abbey. Downton.
Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey?
Not Downtown.
Downtown.
Justin Silver, what you got to plug?
Oh, you can catch me on the social media. Yeah. At I am Justin Silver. And you can go on my website. My website is iamjustinsilver.com.
Yes, you is.
And all my road dates and things of the sort are all over on those platforms.
I love it.
I'm also hanging out with Mike Vecchione on the Gas Digital Network.
Are you officially one of the hosts of that show now?
I'm on there with him quite often.
Are you officially a host, or is what that show? Mike Vecchione's show?
It's what Mike Vecchione's show, but I'm plugging it with him because I'm on it quite often. We have a good time. It is called No Disrespect, and also my own podcast, Neurotica, the Sex and Anxiety Podcast. Lewis, what do you have?
Don't fucking ask me what to plug. It's my fucking show, mate. I'll tell you when I plug.
Oh, you're getting randy now. Oh. Are you getting randy?
Hey, mate. I'm not in the mood.
You want to go to fisticuffs with me?
Manchester United lost.
You're going to threaten me?
They lost this weekend.
You want to threaten me now?
I got it. Zach, what you got to plug?
You can just follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. I'd right appreciate it.
Here's the thing, mate. All of the VIP all-access passes are sold out at Skankfest, but you can still get individual day passes. Very few left for Saturday, very few left for Sunday. It's going to sell out, mate. You got to go right now, skankfestnyc.com. Get your tickets. Skankfest NYC is going to be an entire weekend of partying with all your favorite comics. We got some of the best comics in the world. We got Dave Attell. We got Jim Norton. We got Michael Che. We got Pete Davidson, the Legion of Skanks. We got Nikki Glazer. We got Ari Shafir, Sal Vacano from The Impractical Jokers, mate. Huge show here in the UK, mate.
Isn't that proper in the United States?
What?
That show.
The Impractical Jokers.
Oh, Joker, also, I see.
Yeah, no, mate, look, they're American blokes, but they're very funny, mate.
Understand.
You know, they get sarcasm. Most Americans don't get sarcasm, you know?
See.
Si. Yeah, they're subtle.
Did you just speak Spanish at me?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, mate.
I got a little confused for a moment.
It's not a big deal, mate. Hey,
I'm on antidepressant medication.
Mistakes happen, you know? Are you really on antidepressants?
Which one? Sure.
What are you on?
I don't know. I'm trying different ones. Back to your plugs, Lewis.
You're doing a cocktail? You're doing a cocktail?
Sure.
Okay, all right. Why not, mate? Can I get some?
I'm at the drug pub.
Right. I might need some antidepressants. Why not?
I think you need a lot more than that, my friend.
Do you think so?
Proper.
All right, mate. All right, why not?
See.
So, yeah, skankfestnyc.com. Go to iTunes right now. Leave us a positive rating, positive review. If you leave us a review, we're going to give one lucky reviewer a free T-shirt at the end of the month, every month.
Oh, wow.
So, do that right now. Go down to iTunes right now. Leave us a review. Could be good, could be bad. Doesn't even matter, mate. That's it. That's all I want to plug, mate. You know, check out my other podcast with my bloke, Michael Bisping, Believe You Me, plus the Legion of Skanks. Tonight we've got the Legion of Skanks live. Remember, Monday night's live.
Switch to Mondays.
Switch to Mondays, mate.
Love Monday.
Monday's nice, you know, it's right in the beginning of the week. Everyone's very motivated. Everyone's very ready
they
to
are.
Talk about, yeah. Monday, people say that, they're like, hey, mate.
The last few months of Mondays, they've been really phoning it in.
I'd say.
Yeah, mate. Well, more of them. But you know what? I do like 5 podcasts between then and Wednesday night. So, you know.
Jesus.
So, Monday night. You know when they say people go to Case of the Mondays?
Sure.
Yeah.
Not me, mate. Case of the Mondays for me, I'm very motivated. I get up. I'm like, all right, mate. It's the beginning of the week.
He's like the opposite of Garfield.
Yeah, mate.
You're a tyrannical machine.
I'm very motivated, you know, mate?
Yeah, I got you.
Simple as that. All right. So, Shannon, look. What's the deal now? We got probably the biggest event in the history of television, of telly, right? This weekend was the royal wedding, right?
Oh.
Did you enjoy it, Abigail?
I don't care.
Give us a fuck.
Abigail, how do you not care? But this is the biggest deal to us, mate.
Why?
Because
he married a mudblood.
What is the deal with
black.
This? Is she black?
She's a... Yeah.
She's a half-breed.
No.
Let me see this. Hold on. She's half black? He married... Is this why everyone's talking about this?
Shannon?
I haven't been paying attention at all. I swear to God.
I haven't either.
Hand on me heart. I haven't been paying attention.
She's really pretty, though.
Pull her up. I want to see her.
She's not. She's as pale as Abigail over here.
I guess it's black for a British person, right?
No, they have proper blacks in Great Britain.
I know. I saw that movie, Snatch.
Yes, we do.
That's right.
She's black. She ain't black.
No.
No, she's half black.
That's Meghan. A white woman. Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle.
Her Royal Highness. Duchess of Sex? Sussex?
Sussex.
She's the Duchess of Sussex.
All right, that's pretty good. I want to get...
All right, that's why I like her. She's
royal family. Hold on, go back up. Hold on 1 second, Shannon.
Hollywood actress. Oh, okay.
Prince Harry is the youngest son of Prince Charles and Princess Diana. Okay.
Did you ever watch Suits?
No.
I liked it.
She's British. She's a British woman.
Oh, she's on that show?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Oh, she's American.
Not, she's American, yeah.
It's an American
That's
woman.
That's another weird
she's
thing.
She's an American woman.
How am I do not know anything about this.
She was one of the girls that held the briefcase on the game show.
No, she
was. Deal or No Deal.
Pull her up on Deal or No Deal.
I think I made that up.
Did you? It's true.
Sounds real, though.
That sounded lovely.
That sounds proper.
Yeah.
Mate, that was pretty good, mate.
Sounds like proper fact. Wait, who? Can we see a better picture of her?
Look, there's her with the fucking briefcase.
Oh, I want to see her. Oh, look at her. Oh, she's got fig jubbly jubes.
She's got big fat jubbly jubes like
she
Shannon.
Shannon, can we go to that picture three over on the right? The one where she sweat. One more.
Ooh.
That
there
one,
we
please.
Go. All right, there
oh,
we go.
Those are fig jubbly jubes, are they not, Shannon?
How do I know?
Perhaps. Look at the shape. I could see the serial number through the skin. Oh, that was a proper joke.
I'm not educated on such matters.
After his mother's demise, he wanted a woman with her own airbags. They call me the sniper.
Oh, she
looks... Yeah, mate.
God.
She's a princess now, huh?
Yeah, she's very sexy, mate. Good for her. We got an American
princess.
Look,
she did have the briefcase, Zach.
Yeah.
Zachariah, look at that.
Is she naked on the internet, Shannon?
I don't think she's naked, but there are pictures.
They'll do a good false job, right?
She's got like sexy pictures and stuff.
I'm sure
she's got like...
Abigail, do you have sexy pictures on the internet?
Sure.
Is she naked on the internet?
I don't think so.
No,
I sure
oh, those
not.
Are fake.
Oh my God.
That can't be real. All
no,
right.
That, but that,
on
that
Google,
one is. That one is.
Those appear to be doctored.
All right. Yeah, that's really her.
No, that's not.
Absolutely, it's not.
It's not. I guess you can't be a princess if you get naked right on the internet.
Just Google.
Abby, have you done that? Have you taken naked pictures with your boyfriends?
And not in a long time.
But you have. Yeah, of course you have. Everyone has, mate.
Snapchat.
You got a step. That's scary.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm not too worried about it, honestly.
You're a comedian. Who cares?
Yeah, well, no, that's actually the problem, I feel like.
Well, the worst thing that could happen is they come out and it's just not a big deal. That you know what happened?
Yeah.
After, sorry. I had something caught in my throat.
Sounded weird. You sounded like the Queen of England for a moment.
I had something caught in my throat. You know, after the fappening happened.
What's that, fappening?
The fappening. Yeah, after all the celebrities' pictures started coming out.
Oh, yeah, when they... Yeah.
I just stopped caring, mate.
You stop, and if you own it, it's
you
like...
You might know it better as the wankening.
Oh.
That's what we called it.
Zach's,
we all wanked to those photos.
Zach's proper on fire today.
Hey, mate, he's good, mate. He's good.
I feel like if you own it and you're like, you don't give a fuck, everyone's like, all right, you don't give a fuck.
Totally.
Who cares anymore? Who gives a fuck?
Well, then there's a lot of girls who just are, like, you know, they're part of the Free the Nipple campaign. A lot of these chicks just pull their jobblies out all over the place. Yeah. They don't even give a crap.
I'm part of the Free the Testicle campaign.
Yeah, I know you are, mate. Hey, do you have your
dick? Then spit them out.
Yeah, you got your dick pics everywhere, mate, right?
On my phone and on Big Jason's phone.
Of course you do, mate. Justin will send them over to you. I remember Amy Schumer would accuse me of showing my dick picture to her. She was like, remember years ago, you know, you'd pull out your phone and you'd show me your dick pic, and I was like, that wasn't me, mate. That was Justin Silva.
Nah.
The whole time, it was 100%. Because Justin Silva's got this really nice cock. I don't have a nice cock. I'm not out there just showing it to the world.
I wouldn't have done
willy-nilly.
That.
All willy-nilly.
I wouldn't have done that. To Amy Schumer.
Yeah, you would have.
No.
Yeah, back in the day when Amy was kind of hot.
When?
She was pretty good looking back in the day, right, mate?
Yeah.
In the beginning?
Yeah. Whatever.
I smash it.
All right.
You know?
I don't doubt it.
You know? I'll give it a, I give it the good old in out, in out.
I just don't give a fuck.
All right.
Sorry.
You don't give a fuck?
This is when she was proper. She was,
yeah, I thought she was pretty attractive.
Yeah, not bad right there. There we go.
She's no Abigail or Shannon.
Or Shannon.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, thank you on that one, Shannon.
Oh, yeah, she's real hot in that
one. What'd you say, Shannon? What'd you say?
Thank you.
So, all right, Shannon, what else happened with this royal wedding? We gotta talk about this a little bit. So, people
Why?
Really... What is it? They don't even do anything, the royal family, right?
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't even... What does it matter?
I don't know,
what
mate.
Do they do?
It was 29 million people tuned in live, Abby. It's a big deal.
What's the biggest event? Is like probably the Olympics is the biggest event that people tune into, right? In America, it's the Super Bowl. But is this the biggest event that the world's tuned into?
What is the most watched thing on television? Abby, can you stop making sexy poses?
Sorry, sure.
It wasn't an episode of Dogs in the City.
The FIFA World Cup is a quadrennial soccer championship held every 4 years since 1930.
Yeah, that'll be it.
That's 700 million people watch that one. All right.
Then how many watch the royal wedding?
It sounds so like sarcastic, doesn't it? Like, oh, they're so royal. You know, it's just, I don't know. It just sounds
it's silly.
Stupid.
Silly.
Yeah.
It's hard to take it seriously.
Royal baby. It's like.
Royal baby.
It just sounds like, oh, who gives a fuck? I don't know. I don't give a shit.
The number of people who watch the royal wedding. Do we have any footage from it, Shannon?
God, those boys are ugly.
Yeah, they are British. You know, British people aren't particularly good looking, you know?
No. Except with exception,
Shannon and Elizabeth.
Their accent sometimes, you know, that helped us.
Oh, I get an erection. I love watching British
quite the
porn.
Other way around. Queen
this
Victoria
is it, right here.
British porn.
Two of her daughters down the aisle that's wearing true. Black.
Oh,
she was in
wearing
mourning,
black.
Of course, after Prince Albert died, that's right. She wore black for the rest of her life.
They sound like us.
That was back in the good old days.
She wore black for the rest of her life.
Members of the royal family just tended to marry a German cousin.
She just became goth.
Bloodline, nice and noble.
How much of a loser are you if you're in the audience watching two other people get married that you don't know? You're a fucking loser.
Embarrassing.
Oh yeah, she's fucking hot, mate. Hell yeah.
She's really pretty.
Good for him, mate. You know what?
What's a dog?
Yeah, he's also a ginger. He's got red hair. That's disgusting, mate.
It looks like his cock's on fire.
Oh, they're going to have a half black, half ginger baby.
Oh, that's got to be so weird.
Ew.
It's going to be burgundy.
Adorable.
It's going to be burgundy. Yeah.
No.
Oh, my gosh, with the little freckles and everything. It's so cute.
Oh, ew. I say ew. I say yuck.
You on board?
That's what I say,
take
Abby.
A vote. Shannon, what you think about
can
that?
Can we see a half black, half redhead? Let's see how good looking they look, Abby or Shannon.
It's going to look like a jack-o'-lantern.
Who's that basketball player with the red hair?
I wouldn't fuck
it. Oh, my
it,
God. Halloween is
cute.
Walking toward me. There it is.
Oh, wow. Freaky.
Freaky. Okay, there we go.
They look like Macy Gray.
Michelle Wolf.
You know what you get when you rearrange
when
the letters
in
ginger.
Kind of like...
Oh, mate. Mate, does that work?
Are you serious?
It does.
You've never heard that before.
No, I've never heard that before, mate.
Are you serious? Yeah.
I just blew Lewis's mind.
I thought you blew my mind too, mate. I thought you made it up on the spot.
It's crazy.
So, you know, Abby, I'm sure I'm not as cultured as you, all right?
She's a goddamn ginger.
Abby,
lover.
Would you prefer to be with a bloke who is ginger or proper black?
It just depends.
On
it's like I don't know if you showed me two guys I could choose.
Okay,
but you can't
right,
just
fine.
Do that because
yes,
it's
you can.
Like no because it's neither.
Type in hold on I've got it
neither
all right
Watson
like,
you got it
I've got it
a preference or not
type in black man and the first Google image that comes up we're gonna go with him
Bill Cosby
perfect
just black man and then type in ginger man
absolutely
yes.
It's going to be
Mike
the black
Lawrence.
Guy for sure. But it just depends on what they look like.
All right, the first black guy in Google image. Black man. There he is, mate.
It's a mugshot.
Oh. Actually, he's not that attractive.
No.
All right, there he is. So this is the first image
I
of Google
him
image.
To be more attractive.
Now, ginger, mate. Go to ginger.
Oh, yes.
So you're going to get AIDS or AIDS?
Oh, God.
Either way, mate.
This is not fair.
Abby, which one?
Which one do you choose right here? This ginger, this proper ginger gay man with one... giant
Isn't it crazy how much more personality matters for women?
It does. It really does.
Because, like, I don't know if they were different kinds of people, if one was better than the other. No. I mean...
They might be different species.
I don't know.
Is what I was saying.
He looks like a twat. You know what I mean?
He looks proper gay.
He looks
in
like
the picture.
He would like steal $20 out of my purse. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like I don't want to be around
20 pounds out of your purse.
20 quid.
And he looks like 20 he would,
quid. 20
he looks
quid.
Like he would steal 100 quid out of your purse.
He looks kind of friendly.
Actually, he does have kind of like scary eyes. It's all in the eyes.
No,
you know?
I like his eyes. His eyes are very white.
He's like, oh yeah. Gosh, come on.
You know what? Do the same thing. Do black woman.
This is not...
Well, Abby, you got to choose right now. Those are the two men. You got to fuck one of them,
right? The ginger.
Racist. Right.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Because the black guy was actually more attractive, in my opinion.
No, he wasn't.
The black guy was more attractive.
I think so. Shannon, what do you say?
The red chest hair was bothersome.
The ginger?
The ginger, really?
The ginger. The proper ginger.
But Shannon's also openly racist.
Yes, we
his skin was better. Not like the color, but literally just like literally. The other guy's was like bumpy and everything. It's like
he had peas in the kitchen, as they call it.
He looks like, I don't know. It just happened to be that way.
All right, I see. All right, so this is black woman.
I honestly am surprised. I thought the black guy would have won.
Black woman. All right, she's pretty
hot. All right,
she's hard. She's pretty hard except for her hair. What the fuck's up with her hair, mate?
She's got that good hair.
No, she doesn't, mate.
All right, and now we go ginger woman.
Get the fuck out of here.
She gives me Randy. My Willie's getting up. My Willie's turning to a Pinocchio.
Oh, mate, yeah, I want to shag this really one hot. Proper.
I want to shag a proper too.
Wow.
I want to be Eskimo cousins with you.
See, it reminds me of lady or Asians, right?
Asians?
Oh, yes.
Because Asian women are fucking hot, mate. Right?
I never found them.
I don't really give a shit about them either, right?
Well, but they're hot.
Because they eat all your best friends.
You find Asian women hot?
Not really, but you get what I'm saying. They can be hot, right?
They can be.
They can be
like exceptionally hot.
Yeah, right? Asian men, never.
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 You know, Asian women not don't
often... This is Asian woman?
Yes.
This is just what you search, Asian woman, all right? Now search Asian man right there. Search an Asian man. No one ever wants to fuck a redheaded man.
I fucked a redheaded guy once.
Did you, mate?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Wait, can we rewind?
What happened, mate?
Seriously, all the first options what just happened?
Did
a
you visit?
Woman.
Did you visit the South all
what
of a
What are you
sudden?
Talking about, mate?
What are you on about?
What are you going on about? There we go.
What are you on?
What's all this, then?
Sorry about Zach. This guy...
That is unfortunate,
is
I would
that a
say.
Real man or a computer?
Oh, my God.
He does look like a sim, doesn't
go
he?
Go two to the right. Got that one. That one. With the gray. And one more. And one more.
No.
Oh, shite.
No.
No,
just
it's not
a whole
good,
lot
right.
of no.
See, it's a redheaded man and Asian men. No white women want to fuck them, you know, right?
No Asian women want to fuck
That's also
Asian
true.
Men. That's a big deal.
Is it?
Google that. I sort of read an article about it.
Isn't that crazy?
In Psychology Today, I read an article. Yeah.
The two it's least so married groups of people are black women and Asian men.
Interesting.
Is that true?
Really?
Zachary, is that true?
Yes, that
together?
Is.
Together? You're saying do they not marry together?
No, they don't get married. The
separately,
most,
but yeah.
The most single adults.
Shania could be a hot girl right there. Half black, half Asian. That's pretty hot.
Oh, can we look
Blasian.
That up?
Oh, it's like
it's
a
Tiger Woods with
like
tits.
A super ninja.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods isn't a
You said that wrong.
There we go.
Can I just
have
a coffee?
Sure, mate. You can just have some if you want some.
This is that really good cup. Oh, wow.
That good.
Oh, wow.
There we go. Very nice.
I have the half black Asian woman is a perfect woman.
That's very nice. Very nice. I dig it. So, yeah, what about a black man?
That's how you make one. Look, that's how you make one.
Have you been with a black man, Abby? Mm-hmm. You have. Was it great?
Mr. Rosenquist must have flipped the fuck out.
What?
I said,
I don't think she went and told her dad.
Oh. Well.
She's still wearing his outfit.
But I don't tell him about like any of the sex I'm having, honestly.
That's very true. It's like, hey, Dad, let me
He doesn't
explain
know
you
about... I mean, sex. Besides the people he's met, he doesn't know who I've slept with.
Of course. Why would you explain to your parents who you're fucking, you know?
Hey, Pop, what's 8 inches and wrecked your daughter's pussy?
Not quite.
Yeah. All right, well, you know what? Good for the royal wedding. We got a black person in the what do they call it? Not the White House.
The castle.
It's
is
not
it?
The castle. No,
the castle.
Buckingham Palace.
There we go.
It's a palace.
Tessa Zagazzo.
To the rescue. Yeah,
you know, all right.
The only thing, I know who the King of the North is. That's the most I know about European culture.
That is very true, mate. Yeah, I've been here. I've been in the States for quite some time, you know. All right, let me. I'm going to start rolling out a blunt right now because we got to get nice and high, okay?
A blunty.
The Real Ass Podcast. We don't fuck around here, all right, mate.
Do you smoke the marijuana?
Oh, Abby's a big pothead, mate.
Oh, I did not know. She's so fit.
She walked in and I had a blunt going, and then I just handed it to her, and she was like, "Oh, thank you, you're the best." And then she went and she sat down in the living room. And she started smoking the blunt.
She was smoking the pot.
She was smoking the blunt, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was very, very, you know.
The vavavuji. She got very vavavuji. We're smoking the marijuana with you.
All right, relax, everyone. We're getting carried away right now.
Sorry about that.
No one wants to listen to a podcast of people doing silly voices. They turn it right off.
Yes, they would, wouldn't they, Zach? Okay, so. All right, ladies and gents, we got to talk about one of our amazing sponsors, which is Beachbody On Demand. I'm going to tell you right now, here's the thing, right? I'm getting ready for this fight. I got to get in shape, okay? I can't get over to the boxing studio every day. I can't get over to the Muay Thai studio, the jiu-jitsu classes every day, right? But you know what I can do? I can make sure that I find myself a half an hour, 40 minutes of time at home or on the road when I'm on the road in my hotel room just to get a strong workout in. And Beachbody On Demand makes it easy to just do that. All right, what it is it's an on-demand program. They use a streaming service. They give you instant access to a wide variety of super effective workouts that you can do from the comfort of your living room. Justin, you know some of these, mate. You've done P90X.
I have.
You've done Insanity. I did Insanity. Insanity, that's what I'm using right now. I'm not even doing the entire program on days that I can't get to the gym. I do Insanity because it's a 40-minute workout. And, woo, boy, does it get me going good. All I know is I love me some Insanity. It's like getting on top of a pole, and it's like just staying up there for 9 seconds. Forget 8 seconds, nine seconds.
I'll do that every night.
Here's the deal, man. You know, you've heard of things like 21-day fix, T25, Brazilian butt lift, Shannon, Brazilian butt lift, you love it, right? Pio, Hip Hop Abs, and many more. They have all of these different programs. They actually have over 600 programs that you can choose from. The best programs, 100% effective, and they also have diet and nutritional advice. Because everyone knows this much. Listen, Abby, when I get excited and I start talking about diet and nutritional advice, everyone knows that my voice changed a little bit, all right?
Absolutely.
Everyone knows. I start talking about diet.
You turn proper Texas when you get excited.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, mate. I'm just telling you. That's what I do, okay? The reality is, okay, they have nutritional advice. They have hundreds of workouts you can choose from. They make it super easy to use from your tablet, from your phone, from your television.
Sounds lovely.
There's no excuse. The one excuse you have for not going to the gym is what? You can't get there. Don't have enough time in the day, am I right?
Absolutely.
100%. All right. So here's the deal, okay? This is what we want you to do. Try this service, okay? Not only is it going to change your life, but it helps us, which is probably the most important part, right? You're helping up the show. Everyone loves helping out the Real Ass Podcast. What you got to do right now is text REAL, R-E-A-L, to 303030303030. Text the word REAL, R-E-A-L, to 303030. You're going to get a free trial for the entire platform. All the workouts, all the nutritional information, everything you want, all the support, absolutely free. That is REAL, R-E-A-L, to 303030. You're going to get a free trial, all right? And you're going to get the best body of your life, all right? That's the truth. Am I right, Zach?
Sounds like a great deal.
Your girlfriend don't want to start fucking you again.
That might be true. She's not into it right now, but one day she will be.
It's either that or get back on television.
All right, let's get back into it. All right, all right. Let's see here.
It'd be like raping our audience's ears.
Who would do something like that? An entire podcast in a silly voice? Are you crazy? Are you fucking crazy, mate?
It would be a disservice to our fan base.
Loony.
If somebody did that, I would never listen to the podcast again. I would tell you that much.
They would never crack the top 200.
All right, let's go back. All right, we're back into the game. All right,
back in the game.
Shannon, can we... What the... Oh, that's right. I remember. That's right. Abby has fucked up sneezes.
The hiccups.
Oh, that's right.
What was that? You made that sound?
Yeah, it was a hiccup. This happened last time on the show. She got the hiccups. What are you?
That wasn't. I thought it was an effect that Shannon made.
You thought? Yeah.
Justin thought it was a dog toy, and he was needed elsewhere. It's his bat signal.
Aww.
Was that a
problem? Squeaky, squeaky. Yeah, I've had the hiccups since I was like in seventh grade, like every day, but only like one or two at a time. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but.
When you get anxiety?
Not necessarily. It's just like whenever.
Is there a reason for that? Every day, really?
I don't know.
When I have the hiccups, it's one of the most frustrating things in the world for me.
I only get like one or two at a time almost all the time.
That's crazy, mate.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
I guess.
I get, and every time I eat something spicy, I get like the second it touches me tongue, I get a proper hiccup.
Oh, do you really, mate?
Yeah, it's strange. Except for mustard, when it's like wasabi.
Yeah.
Like the Japanese.
Yeah, mate. Abby, are you masturbating to Justin's story?
No, I'm
you're
hungry.
You're making these noises right now.
I'm thinking about how much I want to eat.
Yeah. Well, we can get some food up in here. Shannon, can we order possibly some of that, what's that place?
Crumpets.
Like? What's the place that we like?
Westville? Chip shop.
What is it called?
Westville.
Westville. Do they have any fish and chips there?
No. Yeah, they do, actually.
Do they have fish
and chips? Are you a big fan of fish and chips?
You know what's funny? I did like fish and chips until I did a little bit of research. You can look this up, Shannon. The fish they use for fish and chips, typically...
Cod or catfish.
Yeah. They're bottom feeding fish. So...
One of the healthiest fish you could eat, though.
Is that true?
Oh, they got worms in them, though.
They got worms in them. They got bacteria. Mate, look at this. This is a live worm inside of a fish as they're about to cook it. Now, it kills them, you know, mate? But the reality is, I can't get past it. It makes me sick every time I think about it.
There's more of that in meat, though. Did you see that thing on the internet where they were squeezing? Zach, you saw that where they were squeezing the cancer out of the beef.
What?
They said squeezing
the cancer out of the beef.
Didn't we talk about that on another episode of?
That's what my girlfriend calls them when she gets a period.
Oh, that's hilarious. That was proper funny.
Shannon, mate, come on, man! I got one funny joke this entire show.
Did you need that validation for real,
mate? I'm off. I'm off.
You need to go to therapy or something.
I've been saying he needs antidepressants, medication, and a proper therapist.
Abby, this is my therapy.
Oh, that's right. I forget.
All right, I'm speaking to my therapist every day on the Real Arse podcast when I talk to the audience.
Arse podcast.
Real Arse podcast when we talk to my audience. What, Shannon? Shannon, what's the problem?
Did you see nothing, that there with the meat?
That's
fucking disgusting.
Let me see them put a squeezing the cancer out of it.
Can you look up squeezing cancer out of meat? Just Google that. It's insane. And they showed that every...
I see, mate. Cancer tumors found in meat exposed by Brazilian butcher.
No, they were showing... I don't know if this is the one.
Mate, this is Brazil. These are proper animals, mate.
No, they just showed the guy... It was on Facebook. The guy's just... Oh, I think it's the second one there.
Fuck that.
I think it's the second one there.
Here's the thing.
Welcome back to IO.
I'm Ron McKenzie Lafergy.
This is Justin Silver's boyfriend.
When these tumors are found, the piece of meat isn't always discarded.
They were saying all these butchers just, they pull the tumor. There you go.
It's like cutting out like a bruise or all.
You got to see where he's squeezing it though.
Hold on.
Man, if that's what's going on at butcher shops, I don't even want to...
I don't even know what they do with the meat because you were talking over it, Justin.
This isn't the right one.
All right, well.
It's another video. It was on Facebook. If you go...
Here's the problem, all right? You start looking up these videos, all right? And then you start to get obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Right? So this is why I can't eat the fish and chips, right? Can't eat catfish now. So I would rather be ignorant and not go and watch those videos.
Right,
you know?
Not now.
So I don't watch any of those, documentaries.
I think there's like a healthy amount you can watch.
Old stand-up comedy.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like, know the basics, but you don't have to look into every little thing.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to become
obsessed.
But
you want to know like the big things like...
Yeah, like, yeah.
That you're going to eat anyway.
Yeah, mate. No, but that's the thing, mate. You know, because if I know the big things... And
so do you eat hot dogs? Do you eat chicken nuggets from McDonald's?
Very, very rarely, mate.
Look, sure, me too, but you still eat it, don't you?
Once in a while.
I remember
when I found that out. It was like in the third grade. They were like, do you know what's in hot dogs? They were like, it's pig eyelids and the fingernails.
Your mom is like, that's what's in hot dogs. But also, sorry, that's still all we can afford. So that's all we're going to eat.
Mate, if we can afford hot dogs.
In Rockland County, the pigs have fingers.
Fingernails.
This is a fingernail.
Did you mean the hooves?
Did you ever eat butter sugar sandwiches? Did you ever eat those?
What were they? What was that?
Butter sugar sandwiches.
What's that?
It's just I'll a sandwich with this butter and sugar in it.
Butter and sugar sounds delicious,
mate. Basically frosting.
It was fucking delicious.
Proper frosting.
Here's the thing, mate. While that would be, it sounds like it would be for a poor person, but right, what happens if you mix butter and sugar? Is that a thing?
That's frosting. You get a proper frosting.
No.
Sure.
It's so
what
good.
Happens if you look up mix?
That's shortening.
Look up mix butter and sugar and keep those hot dog ingredients up, all right? Shannon?
Ingredients.
Pig fingernails.
Ingredients.
Pig fingernails, yeah, mate. Got pig fingernails, you got pig...
hair extensions.
But ears, lips, and assholes.
It's, we got, what else do pigs have on them?
Snouts. Snouts.
Curly tails.
Vocal cords, they have pig vocal cords. We got...
You're not even trying. You're a fucking disgrace.
Pig teeth. I wonder if the teeth are in there.
The snout.
The pig chompers are in there.
What happens if you mix butter and sugar, Shannon?
It is like kind of like a frosting.
That. Thank you for agreeing with me, Abby. You're very beautiful.
It is the basis of
what
buttercream frosting.
All right, there we go.
See?
What else do you need, though? You need a little bit of vanilla.
Vanilla extract.
A little bit of vanilla, that's it.
And milk.
And a little bit of milk, that's it, mate.
And milk.
So what you're talking about, mate, is a fucking... A buttercream sandwich. It's bloody delicious.
It was so good.
Look, Zach just had a proper orgasm.
Tortillas.
On pumpernickel?
Did you use tortillas and put butter and sugar and cinnamon on him? And then you'd heat them up in the microwave?
Can we order some of those?
That sounds, that sounds delicious so right now. You gotta eat something. Abby, do you diet normally? Or do you go on a diet? You just eat whatever you want?
No.
I mean, yeah, I don't really go on diets.
You work out a lot, though. You're proper muscular.
Justin, stop trying to fuck Abby.
I'm not trying to fuck Abby.
She doesn't like you.
Mate, I'm not trying. I think she does like me. We're good friends. We're good friends.
You're too tan. She wants a nice, proper white man.
She wants a redhead.
I forgot what you asked.
If you diet proper.
Oh, no.
Nothing like that.
Oh, I don't really work out very much. I should more, but I think these are like rollover minutes because I did sports all of my life.
Rollover minutes.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, all right. I dig it. What type of sports did you play?
Cricket?
Football?
Basketball, volleyball, football.
That's what we call soccer.
Track and rugby were the main ones.
Maybe, what else? What other type of sports did they have back in the old...
Did you play sports?
Me?
Yeah.
Obviously.
I mean, not necessarily, obviously.
What are you saying, Abby? You're saying you don't think my body is proper?
No, yeah, you look like you're, you know, you've been in shape and stuff, but...
Oh, like I have been.
I'm just kidding. It's fun to fuck with you.
Nah, she's saying you built like a butter sugar sandwich.
No, you do, but I can't tell. I can't tell if you're like somebody who just goes to the gym or proper played sports.
No,
you know,
I never played any sports, mate. I tried on the wrestling team for like a week.
See?
But it was a week. They tried to make me...
I was right. I was like, you're in shape, but you just didn't... I don't know if you actually played like... Football, like American football or whatever.
Team proper sports.
I never played any team sports. When I was very young,
I was swimming as well.
Very young. I would do, I did like just for fun baseball.
Just for fun?
For 1 year.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like T-ball.
Recreational.
Yeah.
Didn't get yelled at.
I wasn't very good, mate. And then I did football. You know what it was? I didn't like to run.
Yeah, fucking running. So, I did cross country.
Sort of the basis of sport.
How disappointed were your coaches with a Hispanic who couldn't play baseball?
I really couldn't.
Seriously,
it was. I had no male influence in my life. I didn't like running. I was always pretty fat when I was a little kid.
Yeah, I remember when you got in shape years back. It was pretty miraculous transformation.
It was pretty much because of Justin. Justin really got in there and he gave me a proper workout routine.
Diet just help you mostly with your diet, but you
were
really
you ever fit when you were younger? Were you always kind of chubby?
I was
actually completely wrong. It was the opposite. You were never really in shape, and now you are.
Okay, Abby. All right. You see, I get what you're doing now. You're like
she backed away.
No, I'm serious.
A half-ass compliment.
Yeah, she really did. She was very. That's a very. You should be a salesperson, Abby, because you're just a bullshit artist, and I like it.
No, I'm being for real.
I appreciate your real assness. To be honest with you, Abby.
Abby's a real ass dude of the week.
No, she's not. Let's not get carried away. She's a little bit too pale.
Right. That is so rude.
I apologize, but you are very pale.
I can't help it.
Is the Princess of England the real ass dude of the
week? You can definitely help it, Abby. If you just go out into the sun.
I mean, I'm trying. I do go outside. It's the beginning of the summer. It's like, give me a few fucking weeks. So I can be red.
You know what it is? Nobody else in the industry looks at a woman in her face and tells her she's unattractive. It's really a thing that we do on the show here. This is one of the only unique things.
Are you telling me I'm unattractive?
No, yes. You're very attractive.
You piece of shit. No,
this
is no,
Abby, you know you're very, listen, this is a very, this is a fit
no,
bird right
no,
here.
No, 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 no.
What?
I'm just kidding. Sure, then it I feels thought. Like I asked
you're
for
a comedy 10.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you so
Abby 100%
much.
Is a comedy 10.
Do not tell me what not comedy Schumer. Version I am, but no, I
comedy
will.
10, it's like being the healthiest snack in a 7-Eleven.
You know what? And you know what? I get them all the time.
Yeah,
I actually love comedy 10s then.
Yeah, Abby's pretty hot for a comedian. Most comedians are disgusting. That's the truth. Disgusting.
I do think about that all the time, though. Like, yeah. I wonder how many women actually know. It's hard to know exactly how attractive you are.
In the comedy scene.
Because especially as a woman, like, people are going to try to fuck you regardless. So it's like, it's really hard to gauge sometimes.
You're right. Well, you know, you're 100% right. But I mean,
is it hard for guys to gauge as well how attractive you are? Or is it pretty fucking obvious?
There's a very easy way to gauge.
I'm fine.
For a guy. Can
Justin,
let me tell you.
Go.
There's a pretty easy way to gauge for a guy, okay? Just even if you're in a relationship right now, go download Tinder or Bumble, okay?
Yeah.
And all you got to do is this. I'm telling you right now. Just swipe left on 100 or swipe right 100 people. Just in a row.
So you get your percentage. Oh my God, that is like a
but
really
what you'll
good
do
way.
Is you're gonna see the type of woman that likes you back.
Fat black ones.
That's how attractive you are. I am as attractive as a 350-pound black woman. That's what I am in men's terms, you know?
That is so funny.
It's true. Now you can't do that, Abby, because you're gonna get everybody swiping right on you, you know? Are you on one of these Tinders or Bumbles?
Not anymore. I was on it. It's so stupid. I went on one day. It was the most boring fucking day I've ever been on in my life.
Really?
Oh, my God. He was so boring.
Was he gorgeous, though?
No. He was fine looking.
Did you hook up with him?
Was he a 1 to 10?
Absolutely not.
Normally, the guys you could hook up with, 1 to 10.
You're asking what I can get?
I'm asking what you... Yeah, what
you're
asking
for your medium average.
I don't really know.
Well, if you had to do an average.
An average.
I don't know.
Well said, Zachary. Thank you.
I hooked up twice on Bumble.
Oh, really?
Twice.
Bumble?
Two separate times.
Tinder
I've done a bunch, but not on Bumble.
I've only met up with two different girls, and both of them were on Bumble. And, we hooked up. And it was just very much like, you know, that's what we were in it for. That's
was
why
it good?
It.
It's on the table. That's what I like.
The one was pretty good.
Did you hook up that evening? Or was it
we started talking. It was like a couple of weeks talking back and forth.
But I'm saying on the first date, was it a hookup immediately? Or did you have...
No, we didn't even have a date, mate.
It was just a hookup.
We just met up and fucked.
Oh, all the way.
Nice.
Yeah, we talked a lot. I'm not going out on a date. That's
how
crazy.
How often would you... Are you guys... Will they just go the first night they talk to somebody? There was one guy, he was talking to me and he wanted me to come over the first night. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely not.
No.
You are maybe a psycho. I don't know you at all.
Well, what happens, you gotta get... Sometimes you just get a real slut.
Do you know how fucking frustrating it is?
That's
being
what you're
a woman, because it's like, he's hot and you want to do it, but you can't do it. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Sure you can.
No.
No, you can't. No,
men have to have a proper couth and make a woman feel comfortable so then she opens up a flower to you.
It's true.
No, you see, what happens is you're playing the numbers, right? You just ask... You go on Tinder, you get 20 conversations going, right? And you go, hey, I'm really horny, mate, or whatever it is, right? And then you just get another girl that's really
fancy
horny,
a shag,
who happens to be a slut. If she's a slut and she's just down, you know, and I think those guys that are trying to do that, they're talking to a bunch of other women at the exact same time, the same way.
Oh, totally.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, you gotta...
I'm getting a proper contact high.
Whatever, Justin. Grow up. It's a little bit of weed, mate. It's not cocaine or heroin.
It makes me dizzy. It mixes with me antidepressants and I get a little crazy.
Oh, do you?
Why don't you share your antidepressants with the group?
Okay.
Pull them out.
I'm actually, running out. I need to...
Are you on antidepressants as well?
Yeah.
What do they do?
I don't know.
Serotonin...
What's it like to not be sad?
I still don't know, but... No,
does it help? Does it make you not depressed?
I think it does help.
Serotonin reuptake inhibitors?
I stopped taking them because I was like, oh, I've got this. I'm fine. And then I stopped taking it. I was like, oh, shit, I'm not.
I just started taking them.
I don't know.
Just small dose.
Who knows?
Keep the serotonin in my brain.
I'm not depressed as much as I am angry.
It's the same.
Yeah, well,
it's just different levels of serotonin keeps them in your brain.
Yeah.
I'm more angry than depressed, mate. I got to figure that out.
I'd describe you as manic.
It's really hard to figure anything out because there's so many variables in life. You don't know, like, is it the medicine? Is it what's happening in your life? Is it a different medicine that you're on?
Well, it's because here's the thing. I get depressed if I'm not like working on anything and I'm so busy.
See, that's the thing. Like,
I'm working on shit. You know what I'm saying?
If I have too much time, then that's when I get depressed.
If I'm finishing a project or starting a project, and if there's something, as long as something's happening at all times, every single day there's a new thing going on, I feel very good. You know, mate?
Yeah.
It's good getting to a point where you just have. You're just busy all the time. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes it takes a bit to
get. Yeah, you're not so focused on like, oh my God, I hope this project goes. I need to get this. You start to go, I'm done with that. Out of sight, out of mind. I'm on to the next
thing. You need obligations because it's like, I don't have self-discipline.
You're task-focused.
So I need something people expect me to be at.
Sure, sure.
And to
structure.
Do.
Structure. Especially in what we do, it's important to have proper structure.
Well, I don't know how I do it.
Yeah. What we do.
Fitness and diet and exercise is another one that helps you with that as well.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
When I wake up and I'm a little down, I get up, I go for a run. That's why the winter's kind of tough for me.
That's the problem with you. Tell fat people that. You tell Zach that. Like, Zach, you know what would help you with your depression?
Yeah, but you were like,
go out and run right now.
No, just go for a long walk, honestly. I love long walks.
Zach, even thinking about going for a run right now.
Sounds horrible.
Sounds depressing to him. Look at his face. He's very upset.
But you were fat, and then you started going for runs?
Yeah, but I wasn't Zach fat.
You were pretty close.
it was a different type of fat, mate, you know? Zach's like...
funny.
I was a less bad kind of fat. What do you mean?
It wasn't the same type of fat. I'm taller, mate. You know, Zach, you remember, Justin. Was I ever Zach fat?
It's a different type of fat.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah. All right.
It's a different type of fat. What do you want me to say?
You were bigger all over.
Yeah.
You're a bigger person.
Taller, you're a bigger person. Longer.
Longer, yeah.
Lankier.
Yeah.
Were you ever fat?
Chubby as a kid, yeah.
No,
Chubby as a kid. Definitely. Never an athletic one at all.
You never did any sports?
Nah, me bicycle and me drawings. Rode around on me bicycle and me drawings. Did me skateboard, but I was terrible at it. And I got made fun of. They called me the op fag in camp, and I got beat up a lot. And then I got, and I was always short.
Now we just call you the fag.
Now you just call me the fag.
We dropped the art.
Then I was short. Then one day I decided enough of this. This is bollocks. Got myself proper fit.
Hell yeah.
And you started fighting all of your bullies.
I did, actually.
You did?
I did have one of those proper coming of age moments in my life where the bully used to beat the shit out of me every day.
All right.
And then then outside my house, everyone was laughing at me.
How old were you? Let's slow this down for a minute.
Back it up. Paint a picture for us.
Okay.
Yeah, slow down.
12? Okay.
You're 12 years old.
Well, that's... What's fifth grade?
For me, 17.
Fifth grade. What's fifth grade?
You're like...
I don't want after fourth.
No, but how old are you in fifth grade?
11? 10 or 11?
11, right?
10 or 11,
yeah. 10 or 11 years old, all right.
Yeah.
So you're 10, 11 years old. You're probably not, you know, you're a fairly scrawny kid. Thriving.
I was chubby. I wasn't scrawny. I was sort of chubby.
Chubby?
Yeah. Okay. Braces on.
Were they calling you gay?
No.
Did they know at this time?
No, shut up,
Did they
Lewis.
Get it?
No, I'm a proper pussy magnet.
You were still getting pussy at the time?
Of course not.
No, you weren't. You were
never. Not till I was 17.
You lost your virginity at 17?
Yeah.
What was his name? Get it, guys. Come on, he's gay. You guys get it? I'm not fucking around here, mate.
He's a poof.
So, all right, go ahead. Back us up here now. You're 10 years old.
11.
You're 11 years old. There's this bully. Who's the bully? What's his name?
Awful. His name was Luke. Lucas.
Oh, Lucas. All right. So what, is he older than you in your grade?
He was...
In your neighborhood?
No. Listen, he was a year younger, and he had mates with all the kids who were older. So they would always... But he was bigger than me. So they would always be like making it like... For him, it was like show off that you could beat up this boy who's a little older.
And then we'll get you back if he actually...
Right. So I was always cornered in this situation. And then one day they were like, you know, he would beat me up. And then one day they were like... I was always scared to fight back because I knew they would always come and kind of gang beat me up.
What?
Jeez.
As a group. So I was like, all right. One day they were like, yo, fight him proper.
Just a one-on-one, just a little bit of fisticuffs, right?
And I swear to God, I'm not trying to glorify myself right now.
No, of course not.
Not trying to show, wave me wanky, me wanky in me bloke's faces here. I'm honest with you.
Mate, wouldn't do it.
Beat the crap out of him.
Beat the shit out of him.
With an interesting move I never thought, never realised.
You started sucking his cock.
Got him in the headlock, Lewis. Got him in the headlock and started cranking his neck really hard.
Right.
Until he started...
We believe the part where you were cranking a guy.
Yeah. Until he started screaming and crying, and I was scared to let him go because I thought when I let him go, he was going to go crazy and beat the shit out of me, and then they all beat the shit out of me. And then after that, he was frightened of me, proper frightened of me.
Wait, did they jump up?
No, not this time.
So and then they all gave me props.
They all gave you props. They said, all right, you beat up that little kid. All right.
Very no, he was bigger. He was bigger.
All right.
Like, there were, like, sort of the size Van, relationship of you and I now.
I got it. So, Van, he never fucked with you again, right?
No, never fuck with me again.
It's an analogy for life, mate.
It is an analogy for life.
You know, if somebody's fucking with you, you punch them square in the fucking nose. I don't care if it's your boss.
You crank them.
I don't care if it's your fucking a copper. I don't care if it's your neighbor.
Yeah.
Your best friend, your girlfriend,
your baby.
If they fucking cross you, mate, you punch them square in the nose one time. You just gotta punch them one time. They're not gonna cross you again, mate. Thank you for that, Justin. We really appreciate it.
I'm glad. I like that I can be honest and real on the Real Ass Podcast.
You share that story. It's very nice, mate. You know, I think everyone's got that. Where they stood or they should. If you didn't have that moment where you stood up to your bully.
Oh my God, it's terrifying.
What? Oh, your bully.
Oh no! Just like I just remember being like in sixth grade on the bus, and there was like an eighth grader, and she was bigger, and they like all the cool kids sat in the back, and I would sit in the back whenever there was space, and. Yeah, she would like try to intimidate me out
hold
of the
on,
seat.
Hold on. We have a call. It's your bully from the sixth grade.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I put that cunt on the phone. Hello.
Good. So what happened?
Nothing.
You were sitting in the back?
Oh, yeah. She was like, acting like she was going to hit me or something. But I was like, I'm not going to move. It was like, I wanted to move and not deal with it. But I'm like, I can't, my pride. I just have to.
So this is because I always feel like women don't have to deal with that. Like
no,
that pride
not,
thing.
Not near as much, but I do. It's like, I had a brother though.
You were on a softball team. You had other lesbians that looked up to you.
Not yet. But I don't know. It was a little bit of a tomboy, I guess.
Right. So was she a white chick?
Mm-hmm.
White chick. And she was an eighth grader. And she said, you got to fucking move, mate.
I was like, yeah, no, and I didn't. But I also didn't sit back there probably as much after that, you know?
Yeah, you were like, oh, I'm not dealing with
but
that
But I'm
shit
like,
again.
In this situation, I just can't just so move. Did she
you're like a white Rosa Parks.
For nerds.
So, all right, so you sat there and then she didn't try to fight you, though. She didn't punch you or anything.
No, she just I don't know. Intimidating.
Were you like a goody-goody in school, or were you like, you seem like you were just like...
Yeah, I was kind of...
Athlete, straight A's. You seem proper.
Oh, no, they're at least B's.
I was going to take those out.
Sorry, I jumped on your joke, Lewis.
Not a big deal,
oh my God,
mate.
Thank you so much, Zach.
Great minds right there.
You're right, guys. Do bullshit you.
I feel like the proper B's.
I'm content.
Proper B's. Write it down, Shannon. All right, we got to talk about Bio CBD for just 1 minute, guys. I'm a CBD fanatic right now. All right,
he's all about
CBD. I love it. I love the CBD, man. Because here's the thing: I can't smoke weed. God damn it! Hold on.
You get excited when you
I'm
talk
getting
about
excited when
CBD.
I talk about CBD. That's the thing. I get excited. I start getting a little crazy with my accent.
Right.
Hold on. All
right.
I want to tell you about Bio CBD Plus. All right. So here's the thing. These guys make the most scientifically advanced CBD products on the market. They are products made of 100%.
Shut up. Go on.
Why are you...
I just remembered something that I thought earlier that was really funny.
Go on. Bio CBD scientific.
I have really funny thoughts.
Bio CBD oil.
Bio CBD.
That's what they call the prestige.
All right, listen.
I love CBD. I do. I really love CBD.
No, I'm being honest about this. I do. I can't walk around getting high all day.
Yeah, sometimes you need your wits. Sometimes you need your wits about
you. Places to be. Please, for the love of God, read it. Read the wonderful ad for our sponsor. You're fucking killing me.
Go on.
I can't walk around getting high all day, all right? So what I do is I take a little bit of CBD oil. It reduces my anxiety. It reduces my stress levels, which I'm very stressed out and very anxiety-ridden all day long, right? And it's 0% THC. It's completely legal. Doesn't show up on a drug test. Because that's the thing, man.
It doesn't show up on a drug test.
It's not totally show up on a drug test.
There is no THC.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so if you don't want to get high all day and you just want to get a little bit of the medical benefits of marijuana, you take CBD oil, and that's perfectly proper. I give it to my aunt. My aunt's 80 years old. She's not the idea of smoking weed. She would never.
I think that I can get my grandma to smoke weed now. Honestly, yeah. I think that that would do it.
Tell her it doesn't. I'll give you a pen right now. Bring it to her.
Yeah.
100%, mate.
You know they use CBD for animals when they got cancer and they got all kinds of pain and joint pain. It's very helpful for animals.
When I was in high school, I used to blow weed in my dog's face.
I don't know.
Really? Same thing. Same thing.
The proper.
And he used to just lie down. And he used to be like, oh, 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 oh. It was hilarious, mate. You're right. I'm with you, Justin. So here's the deal. It reduces everything. You've heard about the medical benefits of marijuana. It reduces anxiety, fights inflammation, natural pain reliever, quote, cures insomnia. CBD gives you all those benefits without being high. So if you really want the benefits of smoking weed and find that being high slows you down, I recommend BioCBD Vape Pen. Here are some of the features of this Peace CBD Vape Pen. It's 100% free of harmful chemical fillers. There's no artificial flavoring, no nicotine or THC, and it's organically grown hemp. So go to BioCBDPlus.com, that's BioCBDPlus.com, and use code RAP15, R-A-P, or lowercase, 15, RAP15, for 15% off of any of the CBD products. Shut up, Shannon. They've got a number of great CBD products, and I'm a huge fan of the vape pen. This is the one that I've been smoking all throughout the show, the Peace CBD vape pen. Make sure you go to BioCBDPlus.com, use the promo code RAP15, all lowercase, you get 15% off. And we love you for it, mate, you know?
Thank you for supporting the show.
Thank you for supporting our sponsors.
Thank you.
Thank you, mate. All right, let's get back into it. All right. Show what happened here now. All right, let's go get serious for a minute, all right?
All right.
We've been having a lot of fun.
We like to have fun here on the podcast.
We've been having a lot of fun. Well, Zach, what about you? Have you stood up to a bully? Yeah, you did, right?
Yeah, senior year of high school.
Oh.
What happened?
My wrestling coach locked the football
team. Well, he was a senior in high school. Zach was 28 years old.
Were you wrestling?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, then, you know.
We beat the living shit out of the football team.
Hell wait, yeah. What happened? What?
Three football players, two wrestlers. Our coach locked the door and let us beat the shit out of them.
So two wrestlers beat up the football players.
Were they picking on you, the football team?
My whole life.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, where'd you grow up again? I'm sorry.
New Jersey.
Was it really fun?
Elm Street.
It was the greatest.
Oh, my God.
How big were you in at that time?
About 240.
240.
Kilograms? No way. Impossible. 240 stone?
Oof.
Impossible.
How big were they? Same size? Big boys?
Big two offensive linemen and a wide receiver.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Hey, mate, you got to stand up to your boys.
Bullies?
Bullies.
Bullies.
You got to stand up to your bullies.
Bullies. That's right.
Sorry.
Something's wrong with your throat today.
You got to stand up to your bullies.
There you go. Yeah. I think the problem is that you speak heightened Queen's English, and that's the proper way for you to talk.
I've been all over the country, mate. All right. I was in South Africa for a little while.
Obviously.
Having sex without a condom.
Guam.
Raw dogging birds in South Africa.
I was in the Netherlands for a while, you know. I'm very cultured.
Very cultured.
Westeros. Westeros for a little while.
All right, Shannon, let's guess the news. We had a school shooting last week. Let's guess the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know
guess
more information.
Guess the News. Let me guess.
From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
All right. Now, I've been in my own head this whole weekend, man. I had to go see... the new Deadpool movie, you know. I'm moving in a couple weeks. I got a lot of things going on, all right? So apparently, there was a school shooting last week.
Apparently, yes.
Apparently. Here's what I know. No, it was in Texas.
Yep.
Outside of Houston, I think.
I know it was involving a boy who was 17 years old.
Gringo.
A gringo, if you will. And I said the word Texas, and it really fucked me up. I just
it's
said,
right.
Can you not proper say Texas?
I said the word Texas, and then you know what? It put me into a mind state, and I can't.
It's okay. Well, what are you trying to talk about?
All right, what I'm trying to talk about now.
You're like a retarded chameleon. It's almost like deep down he wants everyone to like him, so he just imitates whatever he is. Because he was raised with no self-esteem.
I understand. That's
thing.
Hey,
proper
please
analysis.
Please accept me.
Don't
me mom's dead.
Not now, Zach. Don't do this. Not now. Not you. All right. Now look, this kid was down there in Texas. Let me shout out some kids. All right, I think 8 people died, 2 people injured, maybe more. It's probably more injured.
Well, Shannon probably has the information.
He had pretty goddamn good accuracy if he killed 8 and only injured 2. That means that kid's doing pretty damn good. I don't think that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's more that are injured, 8 dead, 2 teachers dead, 8 students dead. That's what I remember. Done. Shannon, how close am I?
10 people killed. Can't do it.
Can't do what? What are you talking about?
Shannon. You can read. We've seen you do it before.
Again, please.
Shannon, are you
10 people killed.
10 people
ten
killed.
People okay, killed.
Ten people killed.
Killed. And
right, right. How many people killed?
How many people were injured?
10.
10 injured and 10 killed?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
But he did not have...
500.
Out of 500 people that went to the school?
Batten 500.
Batten 500. Said. Oh, that is one of these sports terms. I didn't really understand it.
I think I just barely understand it.
I don't really understand the batting.
I think that makes sense. And honestly, it might not. And I really took a risk there.
Batten 500 is when you
I
got...
I could look like a proper tour.
Hold on. How do you define...
Point 500.
But I think that means like...
It's correct.
Is it? All right. Phew.
Define batting 500. Batting 500 to be correct or successful around half the time. Taken from baseball terminology, referring to the average times a player makes a hit. I got it now. 500 batting
right,
average.
You're batting if 1,000.
If you messaged 4 women on Bumble and fucked 2 of them, you're batting 500.
And batting 1,000 would be you achieve
100%.
Every single time.
All
right.
That means you raped all 4 of those women.
Hey, mate. They didn't say no. They showed up to the date, you know? If those birds didn't want it, they wouldn't have showed up to the date.
Flawless logic.
All right. What were you saying?
Abby, don't... I'm on a roll right now, all right?
Abigail.
Don't step in on it, all right? All right, so look, we got some people died. That's very sad.
It is sad.
An exchange student from Pakistan is among the first named victims of Texas high school shooting. 10 people were killed, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, man, that's very sad. It's very sad, mate. But he did not have a semi-automatic assault rifle, right? It was a shotgun and a handgun?
What was that? I knew that he had a handgun, but I didn't know what the other one was.
I believe it was a shotgun and a handgun.
Was it? Oh.
It was pretty crazy that they didn't kill him. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, they never do.
How did they take him down? I didn't look. It's too upsetting, and when I see this, I get the information, I have to filter it out. It gets
it's very
me,
difficult. I don't have.
If they killed them, they wouldn't have the chance to put the side of the story and empathize with them.
I don't have time to do. I don't have time to watch the news. Right. I don't have time to do it. So what I do is I'll usually turn on the news while I'm watching my porn in the morning and I'm beating off. So imagine how difficult it was to come.
Have a little sensitivity there.
What? It was very sensitive too, mate. I was using lotion. But.
Your Puerto Rican scales were getting softened, huh?
Because my dick is very, very soft. I've got to be honest, mate.
I've seen your dick. I touched your dick.
It's a soft dick.
I've touched your prepper, your pecker proper.
Because I only use lotion, mate.
You can't go dry ever.
Never.
I was getting a rash from using lotion, so I started going dry.
Go dry makes my dick.
And then when you go back to using lotion, it's like going from a condom to a not condom. Right, Abigail?
Interesting.
And they say we're desensitized to these shootings.
What was the problem when you use lotion?
I think that the problem is, like, you know how your penis sort of sleeps on the rock like this?
I wish.
The under part of the belly.
My penis is hiding behind the rock.
Is it?
Very,
is it from
very,
doing it too much or specifically
it's hiding very, very well from my toes.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
So, like, what's down there beneath the balls? Let's stay here proper, hidden, tucked away on the top.
No, it's almost like the toes are going, Dad, there's nothing behind that rock. It'd be impossible for it to be behind that rock. There's no way, mate.
Mine is looking over, like it's looking over to see what's underneath.
Yours is, it's like it's on top of the rock sunbathing.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, oh, look at me. Like
my toes were a school shooter, my dick would survive.
Zach, that's the proper cleverest thing you said all day, mate. You had a lot of clever things.
He's a very clever kid, mate.
So it was laying on the rock.
It's laying on the rock.
Not afraid of any predators.
Just hanging out. Hey, mate.
Laying on
no,
the rock.
No, he was thinking about the rock when he did it. Because he's a homosexual.
We got that one. It, mate. We got it. You didn't have to spell it out in the end. We understand you.
All right.
So it was laying on the rock. You see, you go. Shannon, maybe you want to put a camera here so you could see. Here's the rock. Here's the lizard. And this underbelly carriage pot right here gets a little bit moisture. And when you use the lotion, the lotion traps the moisture in because there's essential oils in it. So he said start using baby powder during the day on the belly of the lizard, and then it'll get back to normal. Now I can go back to proper lotion. I'm feeling great.
Very nice.
I love this analogy. Yeah. It's perfect.
I missed it all because Shannon told me that I have to wrap my show early and it's not happening. It can't happen, Shannon.
Why?
Can't wrap the show. We don't wrap the show early, mate. Well, then we can't. What do you want me to say, mate? That we can't test then. We should have thought about that. If we didn't start our show until 1:15, we can't wrap our show early, mate. You know?
The people of London need to hear us.
Go figure it out with Ralph. Let's go talk to him to let him know that we can't do it. We can't wrap the show. We got another 27 minutes of show.
27 proper minutes.
Go get my donuts.
It's rotten
right.
In the state of Nottingham.
You have donuts?
Yeah, a few. They're smashed, but I'm hungry.
Are they pot donuts or regular ones?
They're regular donuts.
Can I have a bite?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. I have a lovely bunch of donuts. Yeah, Abby, go ahead, walk away.
Abby is distracted.
I hate to see you leave, but I love to watch you go.
Yeah. She's proper fit.
Mate, that's really hard. It's very distracting.
It's very distracting. She's a very attractive girl. My lizard's climbing up the tree, if you know what I mean.
Oh, it's so funny because Shannon really is attractive.
Very attractive.
Right, but here's what happened. Abby just left and I assumed that she walked back
in. Look at her legs.
Let me tell you, Abby just left and I just didn't pay attention for a moment and then Shannon walked back in.
You thought she got breast implants.
I thought that Abby was attacked by somebody. I was like, what happened? Oh, never mind. It's just Shannon.
Wow.
Good story.
This is what you eat, Little Debbie Donuts?
Abby, you're not going to be able to keep your figure if you're going to go throw those donuts in your body.
No, I'll just start working out more if I have to. Okay. But I can't not eat.
Other women hate a person like this.
I know they do.
Oh, they're arrogant. Listen to that.
She eats donuts. She's attractive. She's funny.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
Please don't.
This is it, Abby.
She's a comedy 10.
Yeah. Well, I would say a comedy 9.
Comedy 9?
Who's a comedy 10?
There is none.
Pull up other female comedians.
Eliza Schlesinger, maybe.
No, you're out of your mind. You're hotter than Eliza Schlesinger.
You're hotter than Eliza
Pull up Eliza Schlesinger. She's got a nice...
Whitney Cummings,
she's
but
like
not really.
A really nice body.
Let's
she's
see Eliza Schlesinger. I want to see her.
She looks so Jewy.
Well, I guess I don't know.
Well, that was just racist, mate.
I'm Jewish, I could say
That's fucking crazy, mate. Yeah, we got Eliza. Oh, well, Eliza. She looks good there. She looks good there.
She looks good there, but no.
But no, not really. I'm not into it, mate.
Great. Cute figure. Who cares?
Also, her body's like, it's a little bit too muscular.
Yeah, it's whatever. Yeah, no. That's what you got to look at what someone actually looks like.
Yeah
sure. Do you guys
not like some? A made-up.
Abby's a little bit muscular, too. She's got those big biceps, which I like. It looks like she could fucking arm wrestle
She'd be
cock.
Hard to hold down.
Tisk.
Guys, do not make a mess, because if Ralph sees you guys eating donuts in here, it's going to be a whole fucking...
There's been white powder on this desk plenty of times. Don't worry about it.
That is really true. But to be honest, why is Ralph so fucked up about food?
Yeah, it's fucking crumbs.
We have hooker pussy all over this room.
Yeah, it's got that stupid word. Hey, guys, don't be eating in the studio.
Who talks like that?
That was a pretty good Ralph, I've got to be honest.
All right, that's Jay.
That's kind of Normandy.
Can we not eat in the mic, please?
No. All right, there we go, Shannon. I like Shannon taking charge.
Justin,
like that.
Stop eating in the microphone.
It does sound disgusting. You're right, Shannon.
Can you hear me?
No, yes. We're talking about Justin. No, it's Justin doing it. He's going.
No, I think me too.
Abby, you could do no wrong. Do me a favor. Punch Shannon in her fucking mouth if she ever disrespects you again.
Lewis. Oh my God, Justin. I will throw you out.
Why are you talking like that?
Shannon, Shannon,
talk properly and I'll stop.
When I get angry, I speak like an American.
That is very true.
And normally like a robot.
That is very true. Normally she when she gets very upset or angry, she starts getting different accents. It's crazy. You know? If she's scared, she starts speaking like a Mexican woman, right? Shannon?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Watch. Boo!
Ay, ay, ay.
See? Well, I tell you, that's how Shannon thinks a Mexican sounds. What?
Nothing.
But it thinks, that was right.
That's how Shannon thinks. Thinks. Okay. Right. So she thinks.
She thinks it. All right, who else is a hot female comedian? Who do you
Maybe other? Whitney Cummings, but
no,
to me, it's too much. She's like a
stretched out Barbie doll.
That's what I think.
Whitney Cummings, let me see. You know
no,
what she looks like?
No.
Do you remember the puppet in Puppet Master who had like a knife as a hand?
Right.
That's what Whitney Cummings looks like.
It's like hot for a comic. That's my point.
No,
that's my point.
I'm not into it.
Who's an attractive... When some people say Sarah...
Kristen Schaal is hot for a puppet.
Who else?
You just typed in female comedian, Shannon. How about you type in hot female comedians?
Attractive, attractive.
Get a little bit more hot.
Attractive.
Attractive female comedians. Who's the first one?
The same list. It's the exact same list.
Oh, yeah.
Natasha Leggero.
Yeah, Natasha Leggero is
cute.
Pretty hot.
Cute.
She's really cute.
Yeah, she was also hot back in the day. She's a little bit older now.
Cute.
She's not that old.
She's an old. She's an old.
The girl from Garfunkel and Oates has a great body.
Old slag.
I mean, there's not really many. I'm being honest with you.
Is Ali Wong pregnant in her next special too?
Yeah.
She's pregnant again?
Yeah.
Is that her thing?
I guess so.
You just get knocked up and you get an hour.
She can't have more than
pregnant Asian is also a very popular category. In porn.
Is it?
That's the same.
I've never seen that pop up.
Yeah, it is.
April Macy is fucking, she's a comedy 10, mate.
Wasn't that the redhead from earlier?
Listen to me. I would let April Macy shit on Abby's face.
Wait, where's April
Macy? Look at April. Look at her.
Wasn't that the redhead from earlier?
Shut up, Abby.
She's attractive.
She's ridiculous, mate.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
I'm not saying for sexual reasons. I'm saying this is how more attractive she is than you, is that she can shit on your face. Yeah.
No, Abby.
Get your head out of the
couch. Go to pictures of Abby when she's proper on her website. She's beautiful.
Absolutely do not.
Yeah,
no.
Abby Rosenquist. That's right.
Abby, no.
Shannon, I'm the boss.
I hate you. Oh my God, no.
There we go.
No, she's
so gross.
No.
Now right there. There we go.
Oh, she's look
to the left.
No, so much.
There we go.
There's been better pictures of her.
All right, she looks cute.
I've never hated people more.
Cute. She looks like a proper one. It's Joe Liss.
She looks like Joe Liss right there.
You had a small mouth.
Hey. Oh, I'm Abby now.
Oh, my God. Okay, hey. We're done now.
It's not bad. It's weird.
I'm Abby. Okay.
You can do me, or I might do it.
There's great pictures of Abby on the internet. I've used them. You looked at them before.
Mate. Stop it.
I swear to God. On your website, there's pretty pictures of you on your website.
How would you know that?
Because I've been on
Justin
the website.
Justin has definitely masturbated to your pictures. Does that bother you?
Oh, come on. Don't go to her Instagram.
She's very pretty.
Stop it, Justin. Listen, stop it.
I'm saying
you're
she's
sexually
attractive.
Harassing my friend
I haven't
Abby.
Said anything sexual in the nature.
You said you used the pictures on a website, mate.
I was making a joke. We was making up funny, Miss Hilly.
I don't have sexy pictures on my website.
No, it's not sexy, they're but sexy. You're an attract. I remember your headshot. You're
sexy,
sexy
is in the eye of the beholder, Abby.
Yeah. It's like you're pulling the sword from
the third eye. Beholder.
Justin beholding his prick looking at your website.
There we go. Oh, that's our website. Very nice.
Oh, can we not?
There we go.
Seriously.
Abby, why?
Abby, you
three men in a room telling you you're attractive.
Why does it make you? Why does it make you uncomfortable if a man says you're attractive?
You're very attractive.
Oh, come on.
Can I date you proper?
No.
Well, you wouldn't go on a date with Justin Silver?
Would you not?
No.
Not even a date?
No.
Not even a date.
Really?
Why not? Is it because he's too old and gay?
No.
I think they should go out. Don't tell him what we found out last time.
What are you on about?
Listen, hold on now.
Oh. I forgot about that.
Oh, what is it?
We will never forget about it, Abby.
Yeah.
It's about her own downtown Abby. Listen, Abby, you wouldn't go out on a date with Justin just to see what it's like.
Proper gentleman.
If I was single, if I was like not seeing anybody.
Oh, you're seeing somebody now.
I'm sorry.
Kind of, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Could I take you on a date though? I actually thought about asking you out before.
Maybe, but
want to take her on a walk?
I thought about asking her out.
Well, that's not the case right now, is it? So,
Never going to be disrespectful.
He wants you to play with his chew toy, you know?
That was stupid.
What, mate? It wasn't bad. It was all right.
You know what? But you took the risk like you encourage all your other guests to do. You take the risk no matter what.
You take the chance, mate.
People get nervous. They don't take the risk. And then you're just not making the funny.
I'm betting like 250 at least, mate.
No, more than that.
250, that's...
It's decent. Yeah.
Generous.
400. 400, Zachary.
400.
I'd say 450.
Shannon, let's get some of your scam net juice going.
I'm a very desperate man. My mother.
Scam that.
I love that drop.
Oh, man.
That's a good drop. All right, how many of these scam net juice we got? Shannon, we got a few, right?
I picked three of them.
You picked three? All right, we're going to pick a winner this week because last week we did not have a winner. We got to give and pull up the new scam net juice t-shirt as well. If we pick your scam as a scam of the week, you get a scam net juice t-shirt.
Only available through this contest.
Yeah, you cannot buy it.
You can't buy it.
You can't make it yourself.
It's a collector's item.
Yeah, mate. There's only three people in the world who have these. It's crazy.
That's exclusive.
There we go. Look. Scam that Jew, mate.
So scam that.
Show the back.
There's a nose.
It's a nose.
Oh, that's awesome. Who designed that?
Here's Bobby Hutch.
That's fucking proper good. Can I have one? Is it because I'm a Jew?
No, mate. You gotta write in.
Can I wear it at Skankfest, please?
You gotta write in a scam
you have
and
to
win.
Send in a scam and win.
But someone should wear
Why
one
Why do you think you're
Skankfest?
Better than anybody else?
Tell people you can talk to dogs.
I don't think I'm better
You don't
than
think that you have to scam do what other industry. People have to do.
Damn right. I don't think I'm better than everybody else. I think I should proper have one wear it at Skankfest.
I'm ready for a primetime show.
Scam that
Jew.
I like when you make fun of me voice. Scott, I can't have a proper t-shirt.
Shit.
That's hard to do.
It's all like right. Inception, but retarded.
All right.
Shannon, pull it up on the big screen.
We haven't done the Lewis voice once this episode.
All right. This is from Pig. Zach, you sent one in. So,
Cold is best made of pig.
If you've ever bought furniture from IKEA and a part was missing, then you'll know how easy they've made it for you to get the missing parts. They will hand over replacements free of charge and no questions asked. IKEA stores will often have a bargain corner where they sell off damaged or faulty items. And last year I picked up a sofa at a massive reduction because it had missing feet. I then walked straight into the customer service department. I told them I'd bought a new sofa and the feet were missing. And they immediately apologized and hooked me up with a set at no cost. But here's where you can take the scam up a notch. Go to any product page on the IKEA website and you'll be able to access its instruction manual with a full parts list. And you can then print the list and take it into the storage week to ask for a few parts at the time.
Falling apart.
I've heard this one.
While simultaneously ordering free parts on the website using online spare parts request form. Slowly collecting every piece until you are fully assembled your chosen product without ever making a single purchase.
What, that's the stupidest. Instead of spending, $19 on some fucking cheap IKEA? Like, that's so much
Not
effort.
Everyone's got... You know, TV, CBS.
That's true.
How much is it IKEA piece of furniture?
Neither does Justin. This was 8 years ago.
It is a lot.
He's opening for Soda on the road now.
Not anymore. Actually, yes.
It's a problem.
He's got to drive him to gigs on the other side of the road.
Yeah, the side of the road. Who doesn't have... That sounds just like too time-consuming.
So there's two scams in one there. It's not bad.
It's a good one.
That's a pretty good one, I would say. The first part was better than the second.
Yeah, because the second part's
it's
a lot
like,
of effort.
That takes so
too
much.
Time-consuming.
Too time-consuming on the second, but a good scam.
Yeah, good scam. You go there, you find something that's missing apart from the and then you go and just... It's perfect. It's pretty good. All right, not bad.
I like it. Go to the next one.
All right. It's a lot of reading. I wish there weren't so many words.
Do you want me to read it?
You read this one from Kevin. This is from Kevin. Justin, won't you read this one? Proper.
Okay. This is Kevin. Subject, scams. I recently was forced to get AT&T cable service and they sent me $200 promo Visa card after 30 days service. And I called AT&T to check on my gift card around the 30-day mark, at which point they processed it for me to receive in the mail. After the first $200 Visa gift card came, there's no period here, I noticed on the AT&T app I still hadn't claimed it. So I claimed another $200 Visa card via the app, which was delivered a few weeks later. So then I called and said I never got it. And yup, they sent another one. Up to 1,200 in Visa gift cards. Sucks. I don't have talking remote anymore, but me cable and me internet is paid for itself the year already. Good luck.
That's pretty good.
This person uses the worst punctuation. They don't use proper grammar,
I'm not even sure what that scam is.
I don't know either, and I feel like it's very specific to where he lives.
You keep asking for promotional cards and say they have these promo offers. They send them to you in the mail. You say you haven't received it, but you spend it, and then they keep sending you another one.
I feel like if that is a thing, then it's been caught already and it has been rectified.
I don't like it. I don't like that one. It was not that good.
I just don't feel like it is.
All it takes is someone to see if your card's been activated.
It's got an expiration date, and I think it's passed.
IKEA, you could probably furnish Buckingham Palace with the other scam.
That's true, mate. All right, go to the last one. Zach, you want to read
this
one?
Very topical with the Buckingham Palace.
Let's try this.
You're very topical.
Subject, scam that Jew from Ben. What up, motherfuckers, blop, blop. I saw you've been getting some lame scams lately, so here's a good one.
Rape a nun. They never expect it coming.
Go into a monastery. Find a nun that's sleeping.
This one requires a little more work than most of these other scams, but the payoff is bigger. What you do is Google bank promotions in your area. There are usually a couple of major banks in any metro area offering you Visa gift cards.
Holy shit.
Worth a couple $100s or even straight cash to open an account. Open a bank account online and meet their minimum deposit requirements to get the free cash. Then switch banks again. I've done this 3 times this year and gotten $500 from it.
It's not bad.
I think about that kind of thing every once in a while, but I just don't want to take the time.
That's the longest I've ever spoken on this podcast.
This is right.
And it's
here.
The last time that'll ever happen again.
New York Community Bank Review, $200, $300, $500 bonuses. This is last updated April 1st. Yeah. These are some bank offers. You can Google these bank offers, mate. Yes. Okay. I'm not loving any of these, mate. Shannon, that was the best ones?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, honestly, there's
scam
people who have good
really
scams.
Gone downhill.
You know what? No. If there's a good scam, it's hard to want to give it up because that is how things get caught and you can't do it anymore.
That's a good point.
I feel like there
is. So that is like, it's like maybe an old scam they've used to have done. Maybe people aren't sending those in. It's like, come on, people.
Actually, hold on 1 second. I'm going to look up scam that you.
Rob a bank?
Scam that.
Come a Jew.
Jew. Oh, I feel like maybe I didn't send. There is some other ones
here.
Be
born here. Into a rich family.
Let's see. All right. Let's see. Let's see this one. All right. This is from Jay. He says, hey, man, usually leave brief comments, but in regards to winning Scam That Jew, this scam that 100% works. You will appreciate this. I got, you know what? I don't know what's happening with my voice, but I got to do this right now. I can't read.
We know.
I'm having a difficult
time
reading.
Do you want me to read
it? No, man,
again?
You stunk too. I got
to
be honest.
You want me to try?
Yeah, I want you this one. Abby, read this one. This one looks like it's pretty good. Here we go.
With a very fit and sexual voice.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Put it here.
Oh, thank you.
Anything I can do to help you?
Hey, man. Usually leave brief comments, but in regards to winning Scam That Jew, that scam 100% works. You will appreciate this once I figured it out. My girlfriend was going to the local coffee shop, so I told her to cop a bunch of straws. She's a puss and got scared and literally taking something they offer for free. She came back with a full box of stirring straws. I was super impressed until I realized she brought the pack. Did I read that right?
Yeah, she bought the pack instead of lying.
Oh, I'm sorry. Been pulling it off for 5 years. Some bitch in our building claimed she'd called the super if she saw any more straws laying around, gentrification-prone hag. But the landlord himself figured out what was going on and used his straws as well. Those machines are third-party, therefore the super don't give a fuck. Send me my shirt. Blah, 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 blah.
Wait, uh-huh, yes. Understand.
Is this a response to the guy who uses the straws for the candy machine?
I'm honestly kind of confused.
Wait a minute, Mike.
I feel like you skipped a sentence.
Did I?
Let's say, all right, hold on.
Can I not read?
You appreciate this.
No, you read beautifully. I feel like this is blah, 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 blah.
She bought the pack. You've been pulling it for 5 years. Some bitch. No, she didn't miss anything, mate.
I'm so confused.
I'm confused.
I was reading it, wondering if I couldn't comprehend the laundry machine.
The straws.
Is this the same guy from the laundry machine, Shannon?
Oh my gosh. Okay, now things are starting to come together.
Also, there's a lot more scam. I missed a lot of scam that Jews did not send you, Shannon.
Wait, I don't understand about the straws. Stealing straws from the coffee shop?
So, the straws.
You put them in
the coin slots
for laundry, and then you push it in, and it gives you free laundry. Yeah. Those little stirrer straws.
If you put it in the right way.
But if we go on YouTube, we can figure out how to do it properly.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we did look it up a video.
Oh, this one's pretty good. All right, we had True Green.
Yeah, you can. I believe in you. Just give it a go.
We had True Green treat our yard, which works great. It turns out they keep doing it after whether you tell them or not. One day, the guy showed up and I told them we had canceled the service some time ago. We did not. They refunded our money. No questions asked. Around $250 a pop for 4 treatments. We got a shitload of free lawn care. It adds up to about $1,000. It's an actual Jew. I'm encouraged by you embracing the worst parts of the chosen people. And keep fucking shit up on the Real Ass Podcast, LOS, BYM, and all the other awesome shit that Gas Digital does. This bloke is proper scamming. Proper scamming Jew. I like that one. That was my favorite one so far today.
That was Lewis's Jewish accent.
You only like him because he sucked your dick at the end.
He was pretty good, mate. If you want to win something.
I have a scam I'd like to add.
Go ahead. You want you can make one?
I do this one all the time.
Go ahead, do it. I want to hear it.
All right. Anything Amazon.
Wait, does this count? If he does have the best one, does he get the fucking shirt?
150%, mate.
Okay. Anything Amazon. First of all, Amazon Fresh, where they deliver food. All you have to do is say that there's been one of your beverage canisters opened up and spilled all over the bag. They give you the whole thing for free and they'll send you another one. Second.
Hold on one second.
Do they not ask for a picture?
Nope.
Are you sure?
They own the planet. They don't care.
Interesting.
Next. Anything that once opened cannot be returned, like vitamins, protein powder, dog treats, anything that you would consume. They won't let you take those. Those are non-things that they take back. So you say the package came slightly cracked or slightly opened.
Yeah, mate.
And what they'll do is they say, keep that one. They send you a new one. Any beauty products, creams, like lotions, anything that's used on the body, in the body, anything like that.
Yeah. Also, if you get two-day delivery, two-day shipping, and it comes in after 2 days, you get the month of Prime free.
Here's another one.
Ooh.
If you have to ask, it doesn't just automatically happen. Mm. But if you write in,
interesting, mate.
You can get a lot of free months. I haven't done it.
Here's another one. Something expensive that you buy, something like headphones or something like I bought a connecting piece for my computer.
Yeah.
Right? I dropped the thing, it cracked, and then I said, I ordered another one, and I said, this came cracked, sent the old one back and got that one. Do that shit all the time.
Oh my God.
Phone cases.
That is so smart.
Yeah. Do I win? Do I win?
Nope. I honestly think Shanann. So.
Shanann, do I win? What?
No.
Why?
This is a really good one. This one's by Han Solo. Right. Scam that Jew. Costco free for life. Buy a Costco membership and use it for 11 months. Return it and buy it again with the money they just gave back to you. You can return a Costco membership anytime you want. Give full credit back. Mate.
I think this might be the one. No, I'm so
scam
sorry.
That Jew, mate. That's that a nice really... one.
What? I don't know if that's true.
I think it is.
You can return a Costco membership.
It is until they get wind of it.
Yeah, mate. I like that one. That one's very good.
Sorry, next time maybe.
That was good, mate.
At the end of the day, I've made more money than he has off his $100 Costco membership there.
Yeah,
I've made more money.
I mean, that's fair.
More money.
More money.
What a Jewish answer.
Right, more money.
Yeah. We got a lot of these scams. We got some more scams. Shannon, I miss a lot of scams that I never sent you from this week, all right? So we're going to do some more next week. This is good.
I want a t-shirt.
This one, Scam That Jew, this is from Cash. If you have MoviePass, you can purchase a movie ticket every day for $10 a month. On days you don't want to watch a movie, you can still buy the ticket and sell it to another person. And if you have a significant other movie pass, you can sell a pair of tickets. Also, you see, you gotta fucking be a movie ticket scalper.
Yeah, fuck that.
That one fucking stinks, mate.
No way.
Why don't you? Yeah, and then in between going out and selling your tickets, you can put your IKEA furniture together one day at a time.
Yeah, seriously, get a fucking job.
Get a life. You fucking loser.
All right.
Have rich parents, you know.
Let's see, all right,
have a perfect body and eat donuts all day. All right. Very obnoxious.
All right, that's it. You know what? Fuck it, mate. We're going to give Costco, the guy who did Costco, Scam That Jew. Here's our winner. He gets to Scam That Jew shirt. Shannon.
Congratulations, sir. Oy vey.
Oy vey. Should give the proper Jewish shouting on that.
Let's get some questions going and we're going to wrap this one up.
Oh, thank God.
Proper.
Give me your fucking answer. Give me an answer. Answer me.
Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
Proper.
All right. All right. You know how to ask these questions. Sometimes it's on Twitter, sometimes it's on Instagram. You got to follow me on social media in order to get access to this instant feedback, honest answering of questions. We're very, very honest here on the show. It is a Real Ass Podcast, of course. All right, this is from Tom Ernest 1. Wants to know the funniest British joke you know. It's the funniest British joke. Yeah.
British joke.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Is that British?
Yeah, that's a British joke.
Why?
because there was a pack of fags on the other side and he had to go get them. It's British.
Got yeah, it. I think we just failed them here. I
what
think.
Are you talking about? It was very funny. You don't understand humor because you know you don't understand sarcasm or dryness.
Zachary,
right.
I feel like you'd be best to answer this one.
Yeah,
I've
got one.
What was the last thing to go through Princess Diana's mind? The windshield.
The windshield. Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's pretty good, mate.
And topical.
I like it. Why is England the wettest country? Because the Queen has resigned there for years.
Because of the accents, they make them wet.
Rained.
What?
Rained there for years.
Rained there. I get it. Because the Queen has reigned there for years.
What'd you think it was?
Oh, what did I say?
Shit.
What'd you say?
What did I say?
Resigned?
Resigned. She resigned there.
You know when you get wet from resigning.
Yeah. That's what Shannon's going to do when she quits this job.
So why did the Siamese...
That was not funny.
So why did the Siamese twins move to England?
Why?
So the other one could drive.
What?
So the other one
he did not
drive.
Get another driving joke earlier.
Got it. Are we just going to keep reading a bunch of shitty British jokes?
I'm not reading these. These are coming off the dome.
Oh.
These are off the dome piece, Abby.
Really?
Yeah, I'm very smart and I have a lot of British references, all right? Why didn't Harry Kane vote for Britain to stay or leave?
Why?
He can't put a cross in a box. Come on, mate.
Proper funny.
What's the difference between England and a tea bag?
What? Why do you need us to say what?
Didn't England your girlfriend last night?
There we go.
All right, next question.
What was the real answer?
That was it right there, mate.
Oh, yeah?
Perfect.
Was it really?
Yeah.
No.
You can't top that.
Let's go. One more question. We got to do it. Let's see. Why is Not Sam such a better and superior broadcaster compared to you? Not Sam. Sam Roberts? You think Sam Roberts is a better broadcaster than me?
I have no idea who that is.
Sam Roberts from Jim and Sam.
Okay. I don't know him.
Look, Sam Roberts is
the one who's not Jim.
Yeah, he's very talented, Sam Roberts. But to be honest with you, come on, mate. I'm probably the best broadcaster in the world. Who else is there? It's Howard Stern and Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. Simple as that.
Dan Rather.
Then rather not. Little Shay Gomez, that's what I say.
That was very quick, mate.
Yeah, mate, because I'm one of the best in the world.
You made a pun on the words, on the name.
Mate, I don't fuck around.
I'm Daniel.
All right, one more. Come on, we got to get a real question. Here we go. All right. Here we go. We're going to do it proper right now. Real question. Here we go. All right. This one just says, how does it feel? How does what feel, mate? That's a terrible question. Shannon, how about you do your job and find a good question out there? Forget it. Okay, all right, there we go. Here we go, all right. I got a good one. How is your jiu-jitsu training going? Have you tapped yet? My jiu-jitsu training is going well, and this will be a great moment where I can give a little shout-out to my school. Guys, if you're in New York City, check out the grapplingclubnyc.com. Great little facility in Brooklyn. My boy Alex has been training me. I'm starting to do a little bit of Muay Thai tonight. I'm really bringing in the striking now. I'm going to be doing a little bit of boxing later on in the week with Justin. It's all coming together, baby. Still got 3 months out from the fight. Just getting the weight in order, getting the weight down.
I forget that you're doing that.
Oh, yeah, I'm beginning.
Where's the fight being held?
Who's this guy that you're fighting?
It's in Las Vegas.
Who is it?
August 25th, yeah.
Who's working your corner?
Who is it? Who are you fighting?
Ryan O'Neill.
For a charity.
From the Danish... No fucking charity, mate. I'm taking that money and I'm going to the bank.
He's like a charity. Sorry, that was so tedious.
It's a proper fight, then.
Proper fight, MMA,
Headgear.
Yeah, I think so. We're still working out the details, mate.
Who's working your corner?
We'll figure it out, Justin. We'll talk about it in a little bit. But it's going well.
He wants to.
NYC Grappling Club. The grapplingclubnyc.com. Check them out because these motherfuckers are no joke. Really beautiful facility. Very clean. Yeah, that's that. So it's going great. I promise you guys right now, you guys are going to be very impressed with what you see in this fight. Still working out the terms, but we're going to make it happen August 25th for Ellis Mania. Ellis Mania. All right. Jesus, this was a difficult show.
This was a little
was
bit.
It?
Yeah,
it was,
but we got through it.
We did do it pretty. We did pretty good, mate.
Great job. I'd love feedback from the fans about how they thought about this.
They tapped out 20 minutes in.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Also, mate, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. We got a brand new website. You guys might have noticed. Everything is looking nice and beautiful. Brand new app as well. Gasdigitalnetwork.com. You get access to every episode of this show that we've ever done.
Oh, my God.
That is over 250 episodes of the Real Ass Podcast, 350 episodes of Legion of Skanks, believe you me, Roastmasters, Josh the Show, Lisa Ann Experience, and so many more podcasts on the network. We're fucking crushing it. Also want to welcome Michael Malice to the network starting the 29th of May. Michael Malice, you're welcome. Officially coming to the Gas Digital Network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. So subscribe, use the promo code RAP, get a free trial, save $1.50 a month, support the show. We love you. Peace.
That's all, folks.